This is the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm your host, Master Coach, and emotional resiliency expert, Lisa Carpenter. I'm here to be your guide through real, raw conversations, navigating life as a high achiever. This show covers what it takes to create physical and emotional well-being, along with how to honor and partner with your body. I'm here to guide you to a connected relationship with yourself, turning self-care into a way of being and not just another task on your to-do list. After all, the things we love, we take care of. This podcast gives you permission to love what you do, but love yourself more. Welcome to the Full Frontal Living Podcast. Hey, hey, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Full Frontal Living Podcast. And in today's episode, which is episode 196, I cannot believe we are rounding close to 200. But today's episode is brought to you in real time. A lesson that I was swirling in tonight, because I'm actually recording this at 6:49 p.m. And if you know me, if you've been following me, if you listen to me, you know I aim to be in bed by 7:30, 8 o'clock every night because I'm up so early. So it's a big deal that I'm sitting down in my office and going to record this podcast. But this is exactly why I'm recording this podcast, because I didn't want to do this today. I didn't want to record a podcast episode today. I've had a very full day, you know, from the time I get out of bed until the time my day winds down. My days are full. Now, they are full with things that I really love. I'm not overcommitted. I'm not overextended. But the things I am committed to, I'm all in on. And this podcast is one of those things. But this is why I wanted to talk about this, because I have been spending time negotiating with myself today around recording this podcast episode. Now, if you listened to last week's episode, I announced that I've opened a four-week program called the Full Frontal Living Energy Edit. And in this 4 weeks together, we're going to be exploring all the places where you're leaking your energy, right? Where you're costing yourself energy that is contributing to the level of exhaustion, fatigue, lack of focus, procrastination, all the garbage that you're getting into that you believe is the reason why you're not creating the outcomes in your life that you want. So this program is really, really important, because this isn't work that's like one and done. Oh, I edited my energy and now I'm good to go. This is an ongoing practice, and it's an ongoing practice for me. So I wanted to share kind of what has been going on in my life and how I've been utilizing what I'm going to be teaching. So for instance, before I dive into today, last week on Instagram, I shared about my to-do list. Now, if you're anything like me, you've always had a to-do list. And if you're also anything like me, you've probably come to realize you're never going to get to the bottom of your to-do list. Now, the thing that has changed for me is that my to-do list is a lot shorter because I commit to a whole lot less. So things typically get done. However, I'm really good at prioritizing what needs to get done, right? Like the most important things in my day need to get done. Recording this podcast episode is one of those things. Seeing my clients today, I had a call with my mentor. I had to pick up my son from school. Those are priority things. They have to get done. I went to the gym. I got my workout in. I always start my day with a workout so that I don't want to get to the end of the day and have not done my workout, which again will tie into where I'm going with the podcast. So the other day I shared on Instagram that I have an ongoing to-do list. And these are things that are not like, they're not life or death. They're not top priority things, but they are things that take up space. So I write them all down. And once a month, I create space, usually on a weekend, to create like a get it done day. Now, it often doesn't take all day because there's not that many things on the list, but I give myself at least a couple hours where I get to sit down and delight in the satisfaction of ticking all these small things off my to-do list. So I had Voxers I needed to catch up on. I had scheduling that I needed to do. I had, you know, insurance stuff to take care of, like all these little niggly things. So why is it important that I create this get it done day? as I like to call it, is because I know on that day, I don't have to think about the stuff on my to-do list because I know it's there. I know when my get it done day is going to be. And so it's not costing me energy to think about things on my to-do list because I know I've got some time scheduled just specifically for those things that are outstanding on my to-do list. So I want you to think about how many things you hold in your head or how many things you've got on your to-do list, how much time and energy you spend on a day-to-day basis thinking about those things that you have to do and not knowing when you're going to get them done because when are you going to have the time? So part of learning how to manage your energy and figuring out where you have energy leaks is being honest with yourself about how you're prioritizing your time and these little kind of things in your life that need to get done. Are you creating space to get them done, but not thinking about them in the meantime? I mean, I don't go to bed at night and thinking about, you know, that I got to tick this little thing off. Like I've got to review this thing for a client. Like I know it's not a life or death thing, so it's okay that it waits as long as the client knows that I'm getting to it. Okay, so that's my point, is that we have all these little things that rob us of our energy and we don't even recognize often that they are robbing us of our energy. So if you're thinking all the time about, oh my God, I've got all this stuff I got to get done, but you're not actually doing the things, it's going to rob you of your energy. So the title of this podcast is How Much Is Thinking About Doing Something Versus Doing the Thing Costing You? So this is where I'm coming back to the podcast. So as I just said, every day, the first thing I do when I, well, not the first thing, but the first activity that gets done every day is my workout. Why? Because I know that if I get to the end of a long day, I'm probably not going to want to head into the gym. It's that much of a priority to me. So it always gets done, period. No negotiating, no arguing in my head, no hitting snooze. Like I don't negotiate with myself. I just get up, I go to the gym, I start my day. End of story. So all day today, right? Got that done, headed into my day. And all day today, I've been thinking like, when am I going to record this podcast episode? And what am I going to talk about? And, you know, kind of spinning around in my head with what direction am I going to go? And well, maybe I'll just record it on Tuesday because sometimes I do put out podcast episodes on Tuesday. And listen, I give myself freedom and flexibility. The goal is though that every week a podcast episode needs to get out. And listen, I got a lot of room to improve on how I could be doing this. And I'm cutting myself some slack right now. So as I'm standing in the kitchen and I'm thinking about the energy edit and I'm thinking about the podcast and I'm realizing, my God, Lisa, how much energy have you spent today thinking about whether or not you're going to record this podcast episode? And it dawned on me that why am I negotiating? Why am I negotiating about this? This podcast is so important to me. This is how I connect with you. This is how I share content that hopefully helps you see the world differently, helps you grow and transform, gives you an opportunity to ask better questions of yourself. This podcast is an extension of my business. It's how I connect with my community and build that relationship with you, right? We have an intimate relationship. I'm like in your ears right now. You're joining me every single week. So in any relationship that I care about, I want to show up consistently. I show up consistently for myself every morning in the gym. So it's just as important that I show up as consistently and as committed to you on this podcast. So as I was standing in the kitchen, and I was thinking about this, and I was like, gosh, Lisa, you're doing the very thing that you're coaching people around is where are you leaking energy? Where are you saying you're committed to something, but instead you're more committed to the thinking about doing the thing instead of doing the thing, right? So I paused, I took a breath. I'm like, all right, let's unpack this a little bit because this is what it looks like when you learn to coach yourself. If it was 6:30 at night, and it was important for me to get out on stage, right? Because we all know I'm a fitness competitor. If you don't, now you do. If it's important for me to get out on stage and I got 30 minutes left of cardio done and I had a full day and it was 6:30, I would go get my cardio done. I would negotiate with myself because here's the goal, Lisa. This is what needs to happen in order for you to reach that goal. Yet here I am standing in my kitchen trying to negotiate with myself about whether or not I should do this podcast. Yet this podcast is of equal importance to what I do in the gym for myself because it's for you. It's for part of my business. My business is important. My business goals are important. So I am here to ask you, where are you spending more time thinking about doing the things you want to do or that you say you're committed to versus actually doing the thing? Because I guarantee you, sitting down and doing the thing, like just not negotiating, sitting down, doing the thing, will cost you less energy than thinking about whether or not you're going to do the thing. I spent a tremendous amount of energy today thinking about this. These are the leaks that we need to plug in our lives. Where can you make certain things, if you say you want to do them, where can you make them non-negotiable so you stop feeling exhausted all the time? So if this is with your health, are you telling yourself you're going to eat healthy and all day you think about eating healthy, but then you're not eating healthy? Or you're going to go to the gym, but all day you're thinking about going to the gym instead of just packing your bag, saying this is the time I'm going to the gym and then going to the gym. What about your health goals are important? You either value your health goals or you don't. I either value this podcast or I don't. If I say I value this podcast, then I need to show up for it, even if I don't necessarily feel like it, right? I'm human. Sometimes I'm like, God, do I even have anything to talk about? I always find something, right? The universe is always like, here's the lesson, Lisa, go teach it. And sometimes it's uncomfortable teaching the lessons because I'm in it and I have to, like, you know, walk through the shame around, well, how I'm teaching this and I'm in it too. Yes, I'm human. And what I'm learning is that the more that I just talk about stuff that's real, it creates more shame resilience in myself. Like, am I really going to shame myself for being a human? No. I don't have time for that either. Do you know why? Cost me energy. Cost me a tremendous amount of energy being in shame. Cost you a tremendous amount of energy being in shame. If you're constantly having negative thoughts about yourself, that is exhausting on your energy. Okay, nothing can pull your energy more than that. Think about your relationships. What relationships in your life are draining your energy? What conversations do you need to have that you've been like spinning around in your head for a week, a month, maybe even longer? Can you go have those conversations? Where can you close these energetic loops? Because this is the thing, everything we keep in our head, whether it's your to-do list, whether it's a conversation you need to have, costing you energy. Where is there something that you've maybe wanted to try and you've been thinking about forever? Again, thinking. When are you actually going to go do the thing and stop thinking about, oh my God, I'd really love to do that? Because again, look at the cost. Maybe you want to start your own podcast, or maybe you want to start your own business, or maybe you want to leave your partner, or maybe you want to skydive. I don't know. But what things have you been swirling about for in a long time, but in a place of indecision about? Because indecision costs you a ton of energy. Nothing costs you more energy than being in that place of indecision. Well, and worry. That's a whole other, we're not going to go down there. So I don't care if it's washing the car, taking out the trash, everyday things, booking a trip. I want you to consider, as I wrap up this very tight, quick episode, where are you spending more time thinking about what you want to do versus doing what you want to do? And what is the impact on your energy? So if you want to dive deeper into this, we're going to go into all different areas. We're going to be live workshopping this. It's going to be amazing. There's already so many phenomenal women signed up for this. I'm really, really pumped about teaching this content and working with you because I want you to leave going like, holy crap, how did I not see that? I need to have that conversation. I want there to be specific actions that you're going to be able to take to clean this up so that you can start to feel better and so that you can stay committed to the things that you say that really matter to you. I want you to be able to have the energy and the time to give to the things that you care about, including, and most importantly, yourself. Okay? So I hope this episode, I hope being in it with me and seeing it unpacked in real time was helpful for you. And now I get to feel so proud because I just sat down, I did the thing. Guess what? I don't have to think about it. So I've wrapped up another episode for this week. So it's done. And done feels so good. Done feels energizing. Thinking about doing something, energy draining. So consider that. I would love to have you in the program. You can get yourself registered at lisacarpenter.ca/energy. Edit. The cart closes, I believe, on September 29th. I believe it's September 29th, later on this week. This episode is going out on Monday. So later on this week, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out or come and drop into my DMs on Instagram at Lisa Carpenter Inc. And I'm always happy to have a conversation with you. So take good care of you, consider your energy leaks, and I look forward to chatting with you on our next episode.